You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today's the day, Jeremy, that I leave the house.
Okay, finally.
Mm-hmm. when Gretchen does her piano lessons, about half the time I'll leave. Half the time I'll just, you know, sequester myself either up in my room or down in the basement or something like that so she can just do the lessons. But Wednesdays are guaranteed to leave the house because she has a couple of students on Wednesdays who are hellions.
No. Do they run around?
They are the worst children I've ever met in my life.
Oh, no.
I know.
So give me some examples.
They're grouped. Running around the house, but also just lying on the floor, screaming at the top of their lungs when they're not at the piano while they're waiting or whatever. Mm. They're just monsters.
Does the parent drop them off or do they stay?
Usually just drops them off.
Oh.
Yeah.
So now you're piano teacher and babysitter.
So, oh my God. I have told Gretchen so many times, like, why don't you fire that family? Why do you not fire them? She's like, I don't know. I just can't. My God, I would. You're fired. Your kids are horrible.
You need to slip that kid something as soon as they come in. A little shot at NyQuil.
And here's the thing. I have to say, all of our other students are incredibly cool kids.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they're really cool kids. They're very talented, and they're fun to be. And you can talk to them, and they're really cool. But, man, those two on Wednesday, it's like, oh, God, get me the hell out of the house. So I'm going to have that to look forward to today. Yesterday I got out of the house. I had to go see my tax accountant about my taxes. Now, you already did yours, and you got the damage, and you're writing a check, you said, this year, right?
Check's already been cashed by the Internal Revenue Service. They've already, it's going towards something.
Yeah, right.
Something that I probably don't agree with.
Yeah, so I got the news yesterday, and I was like, ugh. Honestly, it's about what I expected. So, yes, I have to be writing a check this year, too, and I'm just, ugh.
Yeah.
It's so funny because, I talked to my CPA, and I love how they have to be pretty much dispassionate about everything. They try to be empathetic to a certain degree, but when it comes right down to it, this is what they do all day, every day, and they're sharing this news with people all day, every day.
Yeah, they don't care.
So after a while, you're just yet another face coming through who's like, I don't want to write that check.
It's numbers in, numbers out for these folks, It's like my appliance guy the other day who had zero sympathy that the dishwasher had a giant crease in the front. It's appliances in, appliances out. Did you immediately ask the question to your CPA, what can I do to lower this tax bill? Is there anything I can do, right now?
Yeah, I mean, I guess everybody does, but, I think the way I worded it was, what am I not doing that I should be doing? And she was just shook her head. She's like, Well,
are you claiming zero?
It's always the first.
I think she goes, it looks like you're doing everything you can. She's just like, the government's just going to gobble up your damn money.
Yep.
Anyway, enough about that. Let me just get on with my life. Between all the plumbing repair that I had to do and the taxes, it's like, this is a crappy year.
Yeah, it just means you're successful.
Well, minus the plumbing. I always hate hearing that when you have a big tax bill. It just means you're doing all right. You're successful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Great.
It makes me
super.
Feel better. Speaking of money, there's an interesting little thing that Jer and I were talking about. It's a Reddit thread where they were asking people, it's kind of a would you rather, and here's your option. Think about this before you blurt out an answer. They say you have a 100% chance of winning $1 million. So what that basically means is somebody's going to hand you $1 million. Or would you rather have a 75% chance at winning $100 billion, which would make you one of the wealthiest people on the planet?
That's 75% chance, which is pretty good odds. 75%.
You got a 3 out of 4. You got a 1 in 4 chance that you'll get nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 out of 4 chance that you'll get $100 billion.
Right. Or is just somebody will just hand you $1 million. 100% you get $1 million.
Yeah, it's yours. You got a good shot at $100 billion.
Smarter. You got to go for the win right up front, I think. And then just invest that wisely. You'll be fine. you'll be fine with $1 million.
The thing to me is they didn't have to be vulgar with $100 billion. It would have been just as interesting to say you get a 3 out of 4 chance at winning like $50 million.
Yeah, they went big for sure.
Yeah, that's just to try to boggle people's minds, I guess.
Yeah, you got to go for the million. It's like that in stocks when you're like day trading and stuff. You go for the first base win hit. You know, you go for first or second. You don't need to go for a home run every time. If you make a nice chunk, just cash out and run.
Yeah, what did Gordon Gekko say in Wall Street? He said pigs get slaughtered. Wasn't that the line?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
You know what? I've been thinking about this, though, Jer, and normally I would agree with you, but I think this time I'm going to say, I think I'm going to roll the dice.
Are you?
I've got a 3 out of 4, and I'll tell you why. Because I think many people could earn $1 million if they work hard over X number of years. But no one's going to get it's unicorns to get $100 billion.
Does this come down to how old you are? So maybe you're 20 years old, you're going to roll the dice. If you're 60 and you don't have $1 million saved up, or you've gone through your work career, you're going to take the million and just be done.
Fair point.
Yeah, it could be an age thing.
Age has to play into it. But at the same time, it's like, you know, if you really work hard, you could get that million.
Sure.
But to get that giant chunk.
Because then you just start thinking not about yourself. You start thinking about that generational wealth. And you're like, if you have kids or whatever, you're like, this money could go on down the line for quite a ways.
Right.
And hopefully be spent properly and in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, not all on hookers and blow.
Be one of those jerk stores who like blows everything or like invests it all in something and loses it or buys something, you know, like a sports team that then blows up or something.
But at least you could get your kids, you know, with a pretty good life and maybe their kids. And that's a huge thing to think about.
I think I'm going to roll the dice.
All right. You roll the dice.
And then you'll have the guaranteed thing. Here's the next question. When they give you the million, do you have to pay taxes on that, or do you?
Oh, yes, you would. Yes, you would.
Because if we say it's tax free, then I might reconsider. Because $1 million after taxes is going to be what, $600,000, $550,000,
probably right around there. Yeah, probably
take. So how long would it take you to make that?
I know. Well,
if they made this $2 million tax free versus $100 billion. Then I'll take the $2 million tax-free.
Yeah, free and clear, and be done with a lot of things in your life.
But what are we talking about? Nobody's giving us jack. What are we thinking?